All right, so I mentioned I was with my UMB folks yesterday at Blue Hills for the women's event ahead of the Corn Ferry tournament. All of the guys trying to get their PGA Tour cards are in town this week, and the women's event was yesterday. I was thrilled to be a part of it. John Holt was out there. It's just a very empowering women's
Kathy
day.
Nelson was there.
Kathy was there. It was so much fun. And so, you know, we're there, and there was a panel after, like a discussion panel, among some women, some of them with Win for KC, some of them from the world of professional golf. Some of it was about mental health. It was just really empowering. And all of the women kept mentioning this book, Let Them.
Let Them.
Let Them. And the reason I like leaned into that when I heard one of them say it was because the last time I was on an airplane, the woman next to me was reading Let Them. And of course, on the front cover, it's going to say it's going to change your life. Like, I'm not a big self-help book kind of gal. I don't have 20 of them on my nightstand. But the front of this book basically says, this book has changed millions of lives. And then the panelists yesterday mentioned the book. So I'm like, can someone just give me the Cliff's Notes of this thing? You know, right? I don't want to go buy a self-help book, but apparently bajillions of people are reading it. And then these women mentioned it yesterday. So you're talking about the guy that walks by you wearing yoga pants, and you're like, what in the heck is going, like, what, why, right?
Among other things, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Well, here's what I don't understand about the book, The Let Them Theory. This is not new. In fact, I think you go to meetings from time to time, Scott. You've made no...
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
...secret about that. And one of the things that I've heard anyway in these meetings is that you control what you can.
I can control me.
You can control you, and that's it. And the let them theory is basically, if you think someone's mad at you, let them. If you think someone's thinking something bad about you, let them. If someone cuts you off in traffic, let them. Now, if someone comes to you and says they want to kill a bunch of people, like, I wouldn't say let them to that. But for the most part, it's like, you just let them be them. You be you. You only control what you can control.
So let me see if I can put this in slightly different words and tell me if I'm on the right track.
Yes.
I cannot control your actions.
Nope.
But I can control my reaction to your actions.
It is a powerful reminder of the energy we waste trying to control others with what they think, what they do, how they respond to us, and how freeing it is to simply, quote, let them. The idea isn't about giving up or being passive. It's about redirecting your focus to what you can control. The only thing you can control is yourself.
Well, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Sam, and please continue in just a moment. I have a little 8x11 piece of paper that I got when I was in rehab in 2023. And it's two circles. One is a small circle, and it's gray. And it says in the middle, things I can control.
Yes.
My actions, my thoughts, my response, blah, blah, blah. And then there's a larger circle outside of it.
That's everything else.
That says things I cannot control. Your behavior, your actions, what others do to me, what others think of me. What you think of me is none of my business.
Then why do we all care so much? Because number three is hard for me. It says, we try to keep the peace, avoid conflict, and ensure everyone around us is happy. But, quote, other people hold no real power over you unless you give it to them, right?
That is correct.
And I do, if and you know this, one of, I think, my biggest faults, makes me a kind person to be around, is that I don't like rocking the boats. Kind of, okay, you're good.
You don't like conflict.
And you be good, and I'll be good. And, right. And then if someone else is mad or upset, I stress about it. Like, oh my gosh, did I say something that upset them? This book is Let Them. Let it go.
It all goes back to an ancient philosophy, and when I say ancient, it goes back a ways. Every situation, 10% is what happens, 90% is how you react to it. What happens is minute compared to your reaction
in
every single situation. But to your point, Dana, where do you draw the line? I mean, there are some things that just shouldn't be, right? For example, we've decided that you should wear a seatbelt. But it doesn't affect you if I don't wear a seatbelt.
Generally, it doesn't.
Well, I've not decided. I've decided it's okay and required for me.
And your children.
And my children to wear a seatbelt or anybody in my car. That I can control.
So if we circle back.
Hang on. Let me finish my point. I can, if you get in my car and we're driving somewhere, I can control you wearing a seatbelt. I'm not moving this car until you put your seatbelt on. But if you're driving home tonight, I have not decided that you have to wear a seatbelt.
Take it one step further. Sam then comes to me and says, can you believe he offered me a ride home and then griped the entire time that I wouldn't put my seatbelt on? Then this book would say, you can tell him wear your seatbelt. What happens after that, what he's saying about it, the neighborhood gossip about it, has nothing to do with you. Let it go.
But in my car, I am responsible for his safety.
Listen to this. Not every conversation needs our participation. Not every problem needs our involvement. You can choose how to respond to anything, Scott. Quote, if you respond at all. Where do we all fail at that every single day? And it's a huge part of our lives.
The show?
I don't know.
The group text.
Oh. What do you mean?
Do you not feel an obligation when you're in a group text with several people that are hitting you up, even during the show?
Yes.
To go thumbs up, smile emoji.
Oh, I feel no obligation, and you guys give me trouble for not responding.
Like, why didn't Sam respond to my funny little thing after hours? And you're right, Sam.
I feel no obligation to respond.
You feel no obligation. Now, it makes me happy if we're all sharing something funny after work hours. You guys make me laugh. I'll tell you this. Johnny sometimes will say, What are Sam and Scott saying? And I'm like, it's just so stupid. It's never anything after hours that is critical to our job.
Yeah, we're not ending wars.
No. It's usually a meme and I laugh. But you're right, Sam. You do not have an obligation to respond to that. And I'm going to talk about you later if you don't. No, I'm kidding.
But I will say this. Okay. Sam shared some information. I can't get into it. But Sam shared some information on the group thread today that I thought, well, I'll just talk to him about that when I get to work. And nope, I thought if I don't give him a thumbs up right now,
okay. He's
going to think I don't care. He's going to think that I didn't read it or I don't care. So I gave an obligatory thumbs up on something you wrote today, and I didn't want to.
Oh.
Well, I would not have felt like you didn't care if you didn't respond.
Aren't we changing and growing on this program together?
Let them, everyone.
I want to circle back to the male yoga pants and where do we draw the line? Because you can look at that and say, sure, let them. Now, what if I want to lop off 90% of the leg fabric and turn that thing into a Speedo and walk through the grocery store? Well, are you going to have the same philosophy?
Yes, let them. You never know what's going on in someone else's life. Let them.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to have an opinion on it.
You can have an opinion on it.
I'm going to let you walk around like a weirdo. But I'm going to have an opinion that you should not. I'm going to let you walk through the grocery store very proud of oneself and your extra fabric, but I'm going to have an opinion about that.
Okay.
And I'm going to think that that is not something I would look very good in.
Huzzah.
Let him look ridiculous and wear those pants. Personally, for me, I would not roam around with that particular part of my body on display for the whole world.
I should have said to him, hey, bro,
no.
Renfest is in September.
No, let... That's not let them. Let him.
I am letting him.
Let him parade around and look like a
loon. I'm reminding him that the Renfest is in September.
Are you a knight or a jester?
913-586-7798. Nice.